This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In southern Iraq, there have been a series of car bombings at Iraqi police stations in Basra. More than 50 people are dead, hundreds wounded. Among the fatalities were several schoolchildren who had been aboard a minibus passing by at the time of the blasts. The rush hour explosions created panic and fear among the residents of Basra, which has been relatively peaceful during this month's surge of violence in Iraq. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. What's the latest from Basra?
Well, it appears that these bombs, these explosions, were coordinated. Three that went off in Basra went off at pretty much the same time outside of police stations, three different police stations. The military officials say that, the British military officials say that they appear to be car bombs and possibly suicide bombs. The people who were killed and injured were ordinary Iraqis, people going to work, going to school. And then a couple hours later, a fourth explosion happened outside a police academy in a town near Basra. That killed three Iraqis, according to early reports, and injured a couple of British soldiers. There was some trouble for the British soldiers in Basra who were trying to get to some of these areas to help. They couldn't get there because of protests, and we've seen before that these big explosions that kill a lot of Iraqis have led to anger that the U.S.-led occupation forces here aren't providing enough security.
And there's been more fighting in Fallujah, west of Baghdad. Weren't there supposed to be negotiations to end the fighting there?
You're right, Bob. There was the sketch of a peace deal reached earlier this week between U.S. officials and officials in Fallujah. The U.S. officials were never quite sure they were negotiating with people who could rein in the fighters. And that deal has been very tenuous from the beginning. According to the reports from Fallujah, today's fighting lasted several hours. Rocket and gunfire traded between U.S. Marines and Iraqi fighters. We've seen this kind of fighting even during the time, the past week or so, that the Marines have stopped offensive operations there. It doesn't necessarily mean that the points of agreement reached in negotiations will be abandoned, but it basically shows that anything agreed to in principle is very dependent on the situation on the ground, which is still not stable.
Iraqi leaders have established a tribunal to try Saddam Hussein. Any idea when that trial will begin?
That is not yet known, but there was some progress toward that made yesterday when some officials to the tribunal were appointed. The new head of the tribunal is Sam Chalabi, a Yale graduate and the nephew of Ahmed Chalabi, who's a governing council member who's had close ties to the Pentagon, but Ahmed Chalabi is quite unpopular among Iraqis. According to Sam Chalabi, charges against Saddam Hussein probably won't even be brought for several more months. Yesterday, also seven judges and five prosecutors were appointed, and they will start going through the massive amounts of evidence that could potentially be used in a trial against Saddam. But an actual trial may not even start until 2005.
Do they get to decide what charges he'll face, or is it someone else?
That is part of the job of these judges that were appointed yesterday. They are investigative judges, and they'll be working with the prosecutors to decide what charges will be brought. Sam Chalabi, the head of the tribunal, says they're looking at 20 or so major crimes that could be the basis of the trial, like gassing thousands of Kurds. There's also the possibility of bringing some charges of individual crimes. It's going to be tricky. There could be political repercussions depending on what charges they bring, and the whole trial may raise tensions in Iraq, if some experts suggest may happen. Sunni Muslims feel they're being picked on, and security is a huge issue. These names of the prosecutors and investigating judges weren't released yesterday for security reasons. They're supposed to be when the charges are actually brought, so the trial can be seen as a transparent process, which will be one element necessary to establish its legitimacy.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.